Flock to Marion Island 2025. Following a successful seabirding trip to Marion Island in 2022, BirdLife South Africa will once again be sailing deep into the Southern Ocean on board the luxury MSC Musica cruise ship. The seven-night voyage departing from Durban, South Africa is a bucket list trip, so make sure you are on board. Mark Anderson is here with us today to chat about this adventure of a lifetime. Welcome, Mark.
Nice to chat again.
So why is BirdLife South Africa taking birders halfway to Antarctica on a cruise ship in January 2025?
There's a number of reasons. One is it's an exceptionally fantastic birding area. I mean, few people are able to visit this very remote part of the planet. Once we are close to Marion Island, in fact, the second island, Prince Edward Island, we are going to see a remarkable number and diversity of seabirds. So we're creating an opportunity for bird watchers. And importantly, we are in the planning stages of a really important project called the Mouse Free Marion Project, which is to eradicate all the mice from Marion Island, which are having a very big impact on not only the ecology of the island, but importantly, the seabirds that nest on the island.
So how will the funds that are raised be used? Is it specifically for that?
Yeah, this is the fourth voyage that we're doing on an ocean liner, the second time to Marion Island. We went to Marion Island 2.5 years ago. All the funds raised go to our bird conservation work, and this includes our work on the Mouse Free Marion Project, but also the work that we're doing to conserve albatrosses in the fishing industry, and then also our work on coastal seabirds, including the African penguin.
So what is special about the Prince Edward Island and especially Marion Island, which the passengers will get to see?
So these two islands are South Africa's only special nature reserve. It is the highest recognition for a conservation area that South Africa provides for. So, and it's inaccessible islands. People don't get there. We won't actually step foot on the island. We'll be sailing close to the islands, and the birds nest on the islands. In fact, on Marion Island, there's 29 species of birds that nest, including the wandering albatross, the most iconic of seabirds. And in fact, 25% of the world's population of wandering albatrosses nest on Marion Island, and together on the two islands, Prince Edward Island is 22 kilometers away from Marion Island. We have almost half the world's population of wandering albatrosses.
Wow. So how long is this voyage going to take?
Durban to Marion Island and then back to Durban, and it's a seven-night voyage. So it's a good time at sea. We'll get there to Marion Island as quickly as we can, and then we'll use as much time as we can to spend time around the island, circumnavigate the islands, because that is where we have this huge number of seabirds. And not only seabirds, in fact, also marine mammals. We stand a chance of seeing blue whales and some of the rarer and seldom seen beaked whales.
So when does this take place? What are the dates?
So 24th of January to 31st of January 2025, so it's pretty much around the corner. We already have well over 1,500 people booked. There is still space, so if anybody's interested, they need to book soon. It's kind of a fantastic voyage and expedition, because it's probably going to be the largest gathering of bird watchers ever, you know, on an ocean liner going to the remote subantarctic. So I'd encourage people to really join us. It is essentially a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Literally a boat packed full of ornithologists and bird lovers. So what's the cost?
The cost is, it varies depending on the cabin type, but it's about 20,000 Rand, that's all-inclusive. So it includes all the meals, just excludes the drinks for 7 nights at sea. Of course, in addition to actually having a cabin and having all the meals, we'll have about 65 seabird and marine mammal experts to point out the interesting things that we see. And we also have a program of lectures in the theater, which seats about 1,200 people. So there'll be lectures during the day and night. So it's a wonderful opportunity to enjoy the camaraderie of bird watchers. We're a fantastic community of people.
Oh, so not only are you going to go see these islands, but there will be talks on the cruise as well. That's fantastic.
Talks on subjects like on Marion Island, on the seabirds and the conservation work we're doing to try and save seabirds on Antarctica. So and we've got some of the top people in the world. Peter Harrison, who's the world authority on seabirds, he's written the Bible on seabirds. He will be joining us again. And he will be lecturing, and he'll be available to sign his books as well. So there's a lot for the people to do. The 7 days, 7 nights will fly. It'll go by very quickly.
And how does one book? Where can one purchase the tickets?
So the best thing to do is to go to BirdLife South Africa's website, birdlife.org.za, and then there's a banner on the homepage. Just go through to the Flock to Marion page, and all the details about how to book and all sorts of other information is on that webpage on BirdLife South Africa's website.
Oh, how exciting. If you'd like to leave us with one final thought, Mark?
Well, you know, life is short, and one must use the time that one has. And this is a fantastic opportunity at a very reasonable price to get to one of the remotest parts of the planet. And while doing so, you'll be contributing to the conservation of wandering albatrosses and other iconic seabirds.
Thank you very much, Mark. It was lovely having you in studio.
Andre, thanks. I really appreciate it.